This goes to Dr. Michelle Miles, M-I-L-E-S, fax 989-352-8451, regarding Richard Gardner, G-A-R-N, like November, E-R. His date of birth is 11/10/1944. Dear Dr. Miles, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Garner, who was evaluated in consultation December 7th of 2021 for elevated creatinine and potassium levels at that time. He was actually taken to the emergency room and required treatment for the high potassium and then was able to be discharged the next day. He had been using ibuprofen and other nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory agents and also Celebrex for many years for his severe arthritis in both knees. He does smoke cigarettes. He off and on tries to quit, but he's not extremely motivated to do so, he tells me. He's been feeling better other than the pain in his knees. He's not sure if he was told to start nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs again. I encouraged him not to be using those medications as that seemed to exacerbate his renal disease as well as elevated potassium levels last time he used it. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. His weight is unchanged. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. He has a non-productive cough, no wheezing, no nausea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. He does have rather advanced arthritis in both knees, though. Medication list is reviewed. Since his last visit, he was started on Lexapro, 5 milligram daily, and fenofibric acid, 135 milligram daily. Also, he's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. But he does not have any nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory agents listed, oral agents listed on his medication list. Physical exam, his weight is 162 pounds. Pulse is 61. Oxygen saturation is 92% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 64. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy. He's alert and oriented in no distress. Color is good. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema, but he does have bowing of both knees in a varus position. No ulcerations noted on the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 25th of 2022. Albumin is 3.7, calcium is 9.3, creatinine is now 1.03 with estimated GFR greater than 60. That actually calculates out to 75. Sodium is 138, potassium 4.7, bicarbonate 25, phosphorus is 2.7. Hemoglobin 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 2 chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, hypertension, history of congestive heart failure, COPD secondary to smoking cigarettes chronically, and previous history of hyperkalemia, currently normal potassium level of 4.7. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. We've asked him to get them done again in August and then again in November. Smoking cessation is strongly encouraged. We've advised him to avoid all oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Topical agents are usually acceptable, and they don't tend to cause increased creatinine levels or hyperkalemia. And the patient will be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.